You're with Gianni DiGiovanni on ABC Southwest and Great Southern.
Well, there is a moment just before the sky is about to open up when that characteristic earthy smell fills the air. It's unique to your area, and it was first described by Australian scientists in the 1960s. The perfume industry, they want to bottle it. Musicians, they write songs about it. Lots of people love it. And I've been spending a bit of time, along with Tom Edwards, taking it all in. The smell, that smell, it's called petrichor. Can you feel that? Can you smell it? That's the smell that means the rain is on the way. That's the smell of petrichor. You would know the smell, the earthy scent, when rain falls on soil.
To me, it's warm. It's a warm smell.
Oh, it reminds me of fresh cut hay.
Makes you feel good. I quite like it, actually.
It comes from the Greek words petra, meaning stone, and ichor, meaning the lifeblood that flows in the veins of the gods. But did you know that the phenomenon of petrichor was first described by Australian scientists in the 1960s? Here's Dr. Carl.
As the rain comes close, as the humidity begins to increase, suddenly the chemicals get released, and suddenly you smell this unique smell for your area. And basically, the smell that you get before rain is the smell of all the organic stuff that's been around in the area. Trees, burnt trees, mown lawn, orchids, whatever lives in your area. Adsorbing. Notice the word adsorb, not ab, AB for Bravo, but AD for Delta. Adsorbing. So adsorbing is like absorbing, but it's into the surface. So the local volatile chemicals in the greenery and the like have adsorbed into the surface of all the rocks around, ranging from manufactured structures like concrete buildings into bricks and down into granite boulders if you happen to be sitting on a granite boulder when you happen to be getting the rain. Then, before the rain comes, the humidity changes, and for whatever reason you get in a pathway, this chemical bunch of chemicals get released, and they're given the generic name of petrichor.
And what do you think is the most interesting or cool thing about petrichor that you love to share with people?
Well, firstly, that it was discovered by Australian scientists, and secondly, that it has helped answer that big question of what is there before rain, and thirdly, that the name actually appeared in various series of the Doctor Who episodes. Love it.
And there's a Paul Kelly song written about petrichor as well.
So, oh, come on.
An artistic inspiration for a lot of people.
Hang on. You're telling me that Paul Kelly wrote a song to petrichor? I didn't think it was possible, but I love Paul Kelly even more.
Yep, that's right. For Australian singer Paul Kelly, it was the word itself that was the inspiration for his song.
It was one of those words that straight away I could smell and knew what it meant. Of course, being a lover of words and where they come from, I soon found out the roots of it, the Greek roots of it. I really just like the sound of the word. So sometimes that's how songs start, with just a word or a phrase or a little thing. Often for me, it's a visual image, something, you know, a visual thing that starts a song off. But in this case, it's the word and something to me that's also very vivid in the sense that, but in more in a olfactory sense, I guess. So I thought it was a great point for a song, and so I started. That's how the song started. You know, I remember from childhood, I grew up in Adelaide, and we often had long, hot, dry spells, and then you get the rain and in summertime. Sometimes you would, and there would be that smell. So, of course, I didn't have a name for it back then, but that's a smell that keeps recurring all through my life. The great thing about the word and also about the phenomenon is that humans feel this great relief after a long, dry spell and the rain comes. But it's also the earth, too. It's the ground, too. That's what I was trying to get across in the sonnet, that the ground is sort of like letting out this sigh of, the rain, yeah. It's you know, when humans and nature are all feeling the same thing. So that's what I was trying to get across in the song.
Paul Kelly talking about his song petrichor, that smell that we take in as we wait for the rain. And earlier from that, you heard from Dr. Carl about the science of petrichor. There's a story, online story, up on the ABC website if you want to have a look at that. Find out a bit more about how the perfume industry is trying to bottle the smell of petrichor.